Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. Last week, after my dyslexia subsided, I realized that I had gone over the spell changes. So this week, I'll actually be reviewing talent and glyph changes come 5.4. Let's start by reviewing three talent changes that got the most attention. Selfless Healer talent for Holy got a huge revamp. Not only does it buff our Flash of Light healing spell, but they've added Divine Light and Holy Radiance to it as well. But wait, it gets better. Your successful judgments also generate a charge of Holy Power. So with judgments generating Holy Power and reducing the global cooldown for Holy Shock and other judgments from the new Sanctity of Battle passive spell, you can possibly generate Holy Power fast enough to really throw out a ton of mana-free healing from spells like Word of Glory, Eternal Flame, and Light of Dawn. Now another big change has occurred to our Sacred Shield talent. It now can be active on more than one player, 3 charges maximum with 10 second recharge time. I feel that this will be more suitable in 10 mans, where you'll be able to cover a third to half the raid in mitigation bubbles. Last thing with talents I wanted to go over was Eternal Flame. As I mentioned last week, we lost our ability to generate Mastery Shields from Eternal Flame's Heal Over Time component. In order to, I guess you could call it, balance the nerf, Blizzard buffed Eternal Flame's Heal Over Time by 40%. It still won't make up for how awesome it was in 5.3, but as far as 25 mans go, it still looks like it has its place on our healing arsenal. Now let's go over some new potential glyphs coming with 5.4. The only two I felt worth going over for Holy Spec were Glyph of Divine Shield and Glyph of Hand of Sacrifice. So with Glyph of Divine Shield, removing harmful effects with Divine Shield heals you for 10% for each effect removed. This heal can't exceed 50% of your maximum health. Can't say I need it now, and definitely don't see me using it in PvE once 5.4 drops. Now PvP might actually have some use for this glyph, since healers are public enemy number one in the battleground. Glyph of Hand of Sacrifice. Damage is no longer redirected to the paladin when using Hand of Sacrifice. Now this I could see myself using, since Hand of Sacrifice is used by me on all fights and definitely may allow me to save a Divine Shield or Protection spell for a later time. So that's it for now with my brief thoughts on our 5.4 talent changes. Once the next patch hits and we get busy healing in Siege of Ogamar, I'll be sure to once again review all of our talents and healing spells. Until then, good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at healingspec.com.